We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis, last few words. Dr. Gemara, Rav Ikla L'Mizvan Gvili. Rav went to buy Gvili, to buy Klofen. Bo'umenei, and they came, the Rashiva comes in, he asked Mashaila, Bo'umenei, Ma'ush Yod Odom Be'eshes Chargoy. Are you allowed to say Edis in the wife of your stepson? Now, we learned the Mishnah that the stepson is, he's also the, you know, say this to him, he can't say this to you, but only the stepson himself, not his children or his son-in-law. So it stops right there. Your wife's son is a chargoy. Your stepson, your wife's son, she now says this to him, he's not saying this to you, but his children are fine. That's not a problem. His children are fine. What about his wife? The stepson's wife. Are you going to say this to the stepson's wife? So Rasura Amri, Baal is ke'ishtoy, and Pumlisa they said the same thing, just in a different way. Amri isha kabala. Okay, so a wife is like the husband is like the wife, and therefore you cannot say this to it. Amarav Hunam Amarav Nachman. Menayin she isha kabala. How do you know isha is like a husband? Nachsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Ervas achi avicha loy segale, el ishtoy loy sikrov de doschehi. And you're seeing, we're calling the isha your uncle, the doschehi. It's not your uncle, it's the wife of your uncle. Machlal the Ishuk Abayla. See from here that the Ishuk is like Abayla. Now Rashi is a very interesting thing. It says, why is it like that? So the Rashi. He says, the other Krayv wasn't a Shiloh, what about their wives? They keep in the B'nai and Psulim, since the sons are Pasalu, Vahu Lehem Pasal. So the Afanashim Yapasa, why? Because those banim are royal Erish Imam. So you become a Karav Pasha because it's an Egeya to the Karav. The son, so Rechidosh Rashi. So since you now say this to the son, so Pasha can't say this to the mother also, because that son is Yerush to mother. So then you become an Egeya to the Karav. It's a new Chidosh Rashi that an Egeya to a Karav is also called a problem. Karav, David Zahashal. Here, because the Karav doesn't have children, his children are not us to you. So there's no problem of Yerusha through children. Shah was the Isha. Tarot says, there is Isha Kabbalah. So the Heli Gemara Vaitu. It says, Ubal Imoy, Hu Ubunai Vichosnai. It says that the husband of your mother, Hu Ubunai Vichosnai. Now, we're assuming that son came from this new marriage. So the Shah is, that's really your brother through your mother. Well, what's a Chiddush? No, this is not stepbrother. It's Baal Ima. This is your mother. This is your mother's husband. Stepbrother means it was not related at all. Why is that not, they're not related? It's more than assumed that was also. We'll see in a second. But we didn't assume that your brother was not related at all. And so there's zero relation. It's Baal Ima. Who b'nai v'chasnai? So if you're b'nai hanu achiv, you're right. It's a new father, but same mother. Rav Yirmiya lo nitzchu al achia ach. So. It says what Mordechai is saying halfway. That he's not Mamash, you're saying, but close to what you're saying. He's saying is that it's a brother who's only from the husband, but it has to be that they have a kid themselves also, as the Yad Ron speaks out. The Baal and the Imai had a new kid, so you have a half brother here. That half brother's posture is also because it's a brother. The half brother has a half brother to his side from because that half brother has a brother from the father's side. That brother will be also. You know why? Because it's achiyach, that's the relationship. It's my brother's brother. That's why, that's the relationship, and that's why it's us. It's my brother's brother. My half-brother's half-brother. And this is called achiyach. Now, Rav Chista, achshav achiyach. Rav Chista, that's kosher. Amr leilu, shmiel lachod Rav Yirmiya. You don't hold Rav Yirmiya? Amr leilu, shmiel. No, I don't hold of it. Klam leilu, shmiel. I don't hold of it. Yehachi is a back shver, the kash of the Gemara. Hainu achiv. So if the Mishnah is talking about imay benoy, it means your brother through the mother, so that's your brother. So tomorrow, Tana Achim and Ah, we're talking Achim and Ah, saying it both are true, but it says Achim and Ah, Achim and Ah, the brother through the mother. Look tomorrow, Vaita. I'm Rav Chisto. Avi Chason, Vavi Kalam, Idim Zelza. This is what we call Mechotanim. The father of the Chason and the father of the Kala are allowed to say Edis to each other because they're not related at all. And then, huh? The Mishnah says, Saina, yeah. So the book tomorrow says, they're not similar to each other. It's like a bad cover. A cover is not fit to the chavis. That's what it's like. Two mechatanim just don't fit, and they're not related. And therefore, let us say it is to each other. Omer Rav Barachana. Meir Odin Ishtar Arusoi. Someone gave Kedushin to a wife. The halacha is, you let us say it is for that wife. You're not related yet. You only have kedushin. It's nothing. Amravina, we'll see. It's not so pashut. Amravina, loya maron elafukimine. That's only if you want to take away money from her. You're saying edus that her money she has is not hers. But to say that money is hers, loy mehemin, because there he's marrying her, so he wants to have money. And the words of lohi loyishna lafuke, loyishna luye, loy mehemin. You're not believe. Now my diet there. What was the havamina that you are neman at all to your wife? It's your wife. It's a kedushin. What was the havamina? The havamina was because Amrav Chiya bar Ami was shvedu ula. Famous memra, it says ishtay arusa. When someone has a ishtay who has kedushin loy oinen loy metamula. You don't become an oinen legabi eating kachim when someone's wife who's arusa dies. And also, if he's a kohen, he's not a metamater because it has to be in a soon. V'chein he loy enenes loy metamula. She does not become an oinen and she's not mechuyev to metamet to him. Avad doesn't mean a kohen. There's no issa kahenes to become tamay. It means she's not mechuyev to bury him. Umesa, if she dies, any arusha. He does not get her yerusha. Mesu gaiv k'subasa. She gets a k'suba if there's a k'suba by the erusin. But that's the halacha. So now, it says over there clearly, you're not related. There's no oinen. There's no Yerusha, so why can't I say this? Samar says, no, it's no Shaychus. Hosom, Yerusha and the heter to become Tomei is b'she'erai, tell the Rahmana. It's all in she'erai. It's a certain korva called she'erai, it's a wife. And a kat, now, it's a katle she'erai, who, Eris is not called she'erai yet, not to that level of being a wife. Hosom, by kruvim and edis, b'shem kruvi daitahu. It's because they have a certain closeness. B'hai kruvi daitahu l'gaba. Once you have a kedushin, you're more than engaged, so then that's what they call kruv gaba. You declare today if someone just engaged, could you say edus or not? Could you say edus or not? L'chayra would be the same thing. It's a kruv daita, even though there's no real kedushin. You have to know. You have to ask good shayla. You'll have to say edus about your wife who you're engaged to. If that would be enough or not? It sounds like you have daf garrison, but you can hear a kruv daita. You can hear shetzar. Zotik more about it. It says chargal levada. It says in our mishnah that when it says all the different psulim, everyone, the psulim are them and their sons and son-in-laws, but it says by the chargoy, only the chargoy himself. Now there's another case in the Mishnah which we were ignoring the whole time, is gisoy. Gisoy is bal achois ishtoy. We had a brother-in-law of bal achoisoy, but then there's another brother-in-law like bal achois ishtoy. You think about your wife's sister, right? But your wife's sister, it's like Rabbi Goyen, Rabbi Klinger, it's your wife's sister's husband. What about, that's called a gisa. So it says, Torah Rabbanon, Chargoy Levadoi, is by Chargoy, like it says Amish Levadoi. And then when we read the next two lines, we're not going to know what it means. We have to see the Gemara. Torah Rabbanon, Chargoy Levadoi, Reis Yem a gisa. But Tanya, Yidach Norbai says, Gisa Levadoi, Yudah Ma Chargoy. Gavaldik. Well, Mike Omar, what are you talking about? You want to explain this to me? Mike Omar. I'm always saying this. Chargoy levadoi. A chargoy is levadoi, which means only he is possible, not his son and son-in-law. But who had in legisoy? That's what Tanakama is saying. And the same thing legisoy. But also your base lememar gisoy levadoi. Gisoy is only him himself. Who had in lechargoy? And they're not arguing. Who is not arguing? He's saying chargoy who had in legisoy, and he's saying gisoy who had in lechargoy. Is that what we're saying? Then to come out, our mishnah is like neither of them. That would be the problem. Our mission says gisa is hu b'nei chayistai and not chargoy. So money, it's loy Rav Yehuda, loy Rav Yosi. It's like neither of them. This is how you read the brayso. Chargoy levadai. The Tanakhama says chargoy levadai means only he's possible, not his son and son-in-law. But gisa hu b'nei chayistai. But gisa is hu b'nei chayistai. V'asher Rav Yosi lemeimar gisa levadai. So that would be maybe a pshat. That there is a tzad, one of them has b'nai v'chas, the other one not. Now, on the tzad that's gisa levada, I just want to speak it out, it's a little bit complicated, but if it's gisa levada, we're saying that is that a gisa levada would not be him, his son, and son-in-law. The problem is, the gisa's son, red is definitely a problem. It's definitely a problem because that's really a case of Baal Achois Imoy, really. It's really Baal Achois Imoy, if you think about it, because it said in the Mishnah, the Gabbai you, your mother's sister's husband. That is a case of a Gisoy and his son. So a son of a Gisoy, for sure, would be Aser. Because let's picture this case here. Baal Achois Imoy. So let's say that we're calling him Rabbi Klinger. So So Rabbi Klinger, so to me, let's say, to my son. Okay, to my son. So that is Klinger's Gisoy's son. And that's the Mishnah, that's also. So that no one argues on. So the whole shah is Gabi Chosnay. When it says Levada, it means only Gabi Chosnay. That's what Rashi explains. Yeah. Only means Gabi Chosnay. Right. It means Gabi that. Like my son-in-law. That's what it means. I call upon him, that's what would happen. But in any case, so that's Rashi speaks. Now I'm talking about Gabi Chosnay. But the question really is, just to keep it simple, without the Rashi is it Charga Levada, Gisa Levada, is it both Levada, or is it only one of them? So we're saying right now that what would be with Machloikis, right? One man the Yom would say, Charga Levada, but Gisa is his son and son-in-law. Other man says, no, Gisa Levada and Charga is son and son-in-law. That's what I'm saying right now. But the problem is like that. The kash that we had yesterday, we learned the Mishnah. Ela ha'otan Rabbi Chiyah Shmoyna Avoyz, Shines Rabbah, Keman, Loik Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. If he's there, it would come out that everyone holds there's nine psulim with their son and son-in-law. Because Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, you have Gisai as one of the, as the ninth. And according to Rabbi Yisrael, you have Charga as the ninth. The problem is, Rabbi Chiyah says there's only eight. And our Mishnah for sure has nine, right? And we're saying, here, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda also for sure one out of nine. Ela hach kama. This you have to say. Charga levadai avagisu uvnev chastin. That's like our Mishnah. Vosi Yisrael meimar, Gisai levadai, only him himself, not his son and son-in-law. V'kol shekein chargoi. And for sure, chargoi, it's only him, not his son and son-in-law. Umastisim is Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Umbraisa of Rabbi Chiyah, it's only eight, is Rabbi Yisi. Because Rabbi Yisi holds both Charga and Gisa, it stops by them. So it turns out, the only one who has a Benoia Chasna are those eight, and not the other two. Not the other two. Remember, we had a Mishnah 8, and we had a ninth. The ninth and 10 were really Gisai and Chargai. And the problem was, we're saying the whole time it's 9. So we're saying, no, Rabbi Yisi holds both Gisai and Chargai not included, because they both don't have son and son-in-laws. That's what we're saying now. The final shot was, Rabbi Yehuda says, Gisai has son and son-in-law, not Chargai. Rabbi Yisi says, Gisai does not have son and son-in-law, and of course Charga doesn't have son and son-in-law. So neither one has son and son-in-law. Therefore, there's no nine. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yisi, we pass k'Rabbi Yisi, which means that we thought it means there's Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah also. Rabbi Yisi first of all says over here legabe the Gisai and the Charga. We have in the Mishnah also. Rabbi Yisi says that any kreve aim are not a problem. He brings down Zum Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah Shaina holds that all the Kreve Aim are not a problem. Only Royal Yarshay. Only Royal Yarshay. But the not Royal Yarshay, not. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Om Rabbi Yezu Mishnah Rakiva, Mishnah Shaina, Doi Debe, Doi Bechal Royal Yarshay. That's not the Royal Yarshay. But not the non Royal Yarshay. So I'm saying like a aim is not Mam Shal Pasha, but for example, Gisai would not be Royal Yarshay. Two brother-in-laws signed on a shtar. Okay? Signed on a shtar. Shorei desu achshurei. Beisus said, you can machshir. The Omer Rav Yudom Shmuel Achra Beisi. And I cannot be yerish, my brother-in-law. It's not possible to be yerish, my brother-in-law. So they can say this on each other, together with each other. So therefore, they were supposed to sign the matana. It was a big matana. It made a big difference. And we say, it was hard to be kosher. Pasach Rav Beisi. Omer Abaya. Who said we say halacha Rabbi Yisrael? Mean Rabbi Yisrael of the Mishnah is machshav gisoy. Then Rabbi Yisrael the brayso, the possible gisoy. Let's go with Rabbi Yisrael the brayso holds possible gisoy and just not the children. So to Gemara, no. Lo yisak adaytach. I'll bring a raya that we paskin that's kosher by brother-in-laws. Dama Shmuel kigoyna no upinchas. Me and Pinchas were brothers and brother-in-laws. Because they're two brothers, married two sisters, so they're brothers and brother-in-laws. It was mashma, avagisda al-mashabadam. It's mashma. If it wouldn't be brothers, they'd be kosher. So he went, no. But Dilma, of course, the apostle asks gisi also. He's just giving an example. What does gisi mean? He's just explaining what gisi is. So, okay, so now they slugged up. Rav Yisi wanted a machshir. He said, no, you're wrong. We don't pass like that, Rav Yisi. Brother-in-laws are awesome. Okay, so he said, I can't give you my tongue. Oh, I have an etzah. Go, let them forget about the star. Star is possible, but let them. You have Adam that you gave over the star, right? Bring those two Adam here and let be kind of with that. Afraid to but it's not true either. Rabbi Abba, Moedi Rabbi Loza, but Mezuyah Fatecha should possible. The star is possible. If you have Mezuyah Fatecha, if you have Adam that are possible in the star, the law is that even if you gave it. in front of gave in front of Edom, the story of halacha is that if the chasav Edom psulim, it's possible, and you can't be kind with that shtar. Shtar is a chasav ba'alma. You can't be kind with it, so therefore it doesn't work. Zuyv v'taychar. Zotim Moro Shabbat Amalei Zil Lo Shavkli Esmir Loch. He says, okay, go. I can't. They're not letting me give you this matana. What can I do? I cannot give you this matana. Lamaisa didn't work out because first of all they were brawling laws, and second of all it was Zuyv v'taychar, so he couldn't use Edom Mesira.